I woke up last week to a storm of tweets. My response? Immediately open Facebook for more details and background. Where else do we find the latest these days if not for on Twitter and Facebook, right? A storm was building up and the hashtag MeToo movement was coming to a new life in India. Since then, every morning I have woken up to this. More names, a lot of whom I have sadly known. Some I worked for, some I went to school and college with, and others I had heard or known of because of the field of work I'm in or simply because of my love for Bollywood, media, entertainment or music. This movement has woken us up to realizations not just about the lack of women's safety, but it has initiated this conversation about approaching the issue with a completely new, very progressive and woke narrative, and that's the topic of my podcast today. My name is Isha and this podcast is called Culture Chaos. Having spent all of my life as a proud Mumbai girl, my mind sort of went for a toss when I moved abroad, and since the past 7 years, I have been traveling from one country to another and have lost count of how many cities and houses I have moved. Culture chaos is what the state of my mind is. All my experiences of life away from home, trying to just make sense out of things. So, to put this movement in context, it all started around a year ago when someone opened up about sexual harassment, which was motivated by the promise of a professional gain for the woman/victim. The story was shared on social media with the hashtag MeToo, and her courage gave strength to more women. Within weeks, over more than half of the women in the world using internet had shared either a story or a tweet or a status using the same hashtag, which basically showed how many of us had been through these horrible encounters and experiences in our lives. India wasn't behind. Even though I lacked the courage to change my status with that hashtag, I remember days when all I saw on my timeline on Facebook was a hashtag MeToo. It was sad, almost shameful, yet just so incredibly empowering. What is going on in India today is sort of a phase two of this hashtag MeToo revolution. And we have witnessed one too many revolutions in India, but I must say that this one is unique. Think about it. This whole war was started by a group of women who hardly represent 2 or 3% of the population of our country. These women are educated, elite, English-speaking, progressive women who know what Twitter is and who know how to use hashtags. These women somehow gathered the courage to share their stories, which up until now, us and our culture were not willing to listen because these problems were brought on by their so-called progressive lifestyle. Try to think of it this way. They are sharing moments of their life, which if given a chance, they would never ever want to relive. They are giving us a piece of some of the most painful and derogatory moments that they have experienced. They know that due to the culture and the despicable conditioning that exists in our society, their stories will not be heard the way they want them to be heard. They are well aware of the fact that if they are sharing a tale from that one night when she was forced to compromise her personal space, her body and her soul in that party by the boy she met on a dating app, the only things that will get heard are the fact that she was on a dating app and went for a party late at night with a man. She knows that is all that will be heard, and she knows that with every detail she shares, everyone is going to listen less and interrogate more. She knows that everyone will miss the point of the movement and everyone will miss the point of consent being the most important factor. She knows that everyone in the end, everyone including the person who felt entitled to abuse her private space, everyone will point fingers at her and she knows that she is going to be blamed. But she still spoke up and shared her story, and that is the magic of this movement. The fact that this revolution is taking place in our culture, that alone is worth being excited about. But as I had assumed, the response was enough to put everyone to shame. So they asked her the questions. They asked why these stories came out so late. They asked why the girls were partying with strangers. They asked if they were under the influence of alcohol. And they asked why these stories were coming out after so many years. We all shamelessly asked all these questions. Now let me tell you something. The reason why a woman doesn't come out and share her story immediately after the incident happens is that she spends considerable amount of time in thinking about what she did wrong. Sometimes this process takes her days, and sometimes this can take her years. You know those questions that come out on Facebook or in magazines? Those articles which give us a list of questions we need to ask ourselves before coming to conclusions? Women have been forced with these questions since our early teenage years, when parents and everyone around starts preparing you for the rest of your lives and all these incidents which are going to follow. So we ask ourselves the first question: was it because of what I was wearing? The answer is almost always no. The next question is: was it too late in the night? The answer is probably no again. So then, was my behavior inappropriate? No. Did I do something to arouse or incite or invite him to attack me? Must have been something I did. Maybe I was in a place where I shouldn't have been, or maybe I said something I shouldn't have said, or maybe I did something I shouldn't have done. We ask these questions to ourselves over and over again in hopes that we find some answer or some justification for why we were put through that. Sometimes we find an answer from the list that I just read, and then we sit quietly and blame ourselves for the rest of our lives. This is probably the reason why maybe some of us don't share our Me Too stories. Because believe me, every woman, each and every one of us, we have these stories. And honestly, this is not just in India, it's all over the world. In fact, it makes me put things in perspective regarding a lot of what Desi women go through when they're abroad. No, being called exotic is really not okay. Being mistreated for not contributing to the family income due to being bound by visa statuses is not okay. Letting go of those multiple promotions in male-dominated IT and finance industries because you're a woman and there's some undocumented need to fight 10 times harder for a few things that are rightfully and logically yours. But that is not okay. Being mistreated at educational and workspaces due to color of your skin or the accent in your words is not okay. And recognizing what is not okay and fighting back is important. Gathering that strength to share your hashtag MeToo, that is important. Because I know that there is not a single woman in this world who doesn't have her hashtag MeToo. This one is here to wake us all up to the new narrative and to the most required upgrade to our understanding. So one thing is certain, until the mindset which is the core to our culture, until this mindset changes, there is going to continue being a hashtag MeToo. There will be one for us, one for our younger siblings, one for our daughters, and probably one for their daughters too. Among other things, this movement speaks to us about the power we have as a generation. The power to connect. The power to tell our stories. The power to raise issues and the power to shake governments and bring down countries. No generation has had this power before us, and if we don't act upon it now, the future probably won't forgive us. Let us use these mediums. Let us use these stories, and let us use these lessons that we have learned over years of abuse to change the fact that a certain gender feels entitled to treat someone with disrespect. Let us make sure that we instill a fear among the wrongdoers, a fear of being punished by law, a fear of being ostracized from society, and a fear of being shamed for humanity. Let us all get together and take the responsibility of the future in our hands. With that comes an end to my today's episode. Stay tuned for my upcoming episodes every week, where I share my stories about searching for comfort and navigating life away from home. This podcast is available on iTunes, Google Play, Saavn, Spotify, or your preferred podcast app. You can find more content for Culture Chaos on Twitter and Facebook. I would love to hear back from all of you, so feel free to write to me on my email. You can also leave your feedback in the form of a review on iTunes. Thank you for listening. This is Isha, and you're listening to Culture Chaos.